Oh, yeah, you gotta get in close.
Come a chameleon.
Those levels come and go.
Oh, yeah.
You come and go. Yeah.
Hey,
yo.
This has been a super good, like, bunch of hours.
We spent a lot of time together.
starting yesterday at 9.
9?
Yeah, like 9 in the morning. I came over around 9 in the morning
yesterday. Oh, right. You did come over at 9 in the morning yesterday. We nodded at each other as I was walking back from getting coffee.
Right. Oh, yeah. Was I embarrassingly listening to my own music at that point? Or
I couldn't. Did you hear I had anything? Headphones on.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because I don't walk outside without headphones. That's weird.
My greatest fear is, then this happens. This is happening recently. I've made enough friends and stuck with.
You could have stopped it. You made enough friends. Like, you're done. You tapped out. You hit your quota, friend quota for life.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean that if I don't want to be seen in my car by someone I know. Because I'm usually doing something embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if people saw you in your... Like, I listen to podcasts super loud. Like, if I go into, like, a Trader Joe's parking lot and my windows are down, it's like, why is Kamau Bell's voice so loud or something?
You know? Yeah. I think you need to move your mic a little bit because you're trying to look over it. See, this is why I'm doing this move.
Oh, that's why you're like that.
You see, because like, the mic's being adjusted.
Yes, please.
So we're at my house. We're on my couch, my brand new.
I was wondering when we would get
right off the top. My couch, it's green and blue. It's very large. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's you're gonna hear the sounds of Brandon trying to figure out how to mic himself.
You should have told me.
You saw my setup.
I did, but I didn't.
And you made fun of it because I was sitting like this.
I didn't respect it.
And now you're like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
This is like when you're trying to...
Just copy this.
No, that's way too far. Like, that's at a different angle and everything. Like, this is fine, I promise.
Right, you just look awkward and uncomfortable.
That's how this is going to be.
For an hour and a half, you're going to sit like that. You could take 2 minutes.
This is what it's like when you're, like, you're on a date and you're like, let's try something different and sit on the same side of the table.
Oh, no, I spilled coffee.
Oh, the coffee spilled. It's a bad show, people. Actually, nothing came out of that.
Like just half the cup of coffee.
Nothing came out of that.
A ton came out.
Oh, a ton came out?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, should we pause?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No photos. None.
All right. All right. So, the people.
Are we back?
We're back. The people. I spilled probably 2 ounces of iced coffee.
A healthy amount.
A healthy amount. I took a couple towels underneath my brand new couch, which I was just talking about.
You were just about to get into it.
Brandon moved his microphone. I don't know if he's actually any more comfortable.
Yeah, no, super more comfortable.
All right. You're like sitting on the pillow. I can't tell if you just like need to like...
Well, I saw that.
There it is. Just do the leg up on here, man. Bring that mic stand closer. Just join the party.
I'm here. I'm belly buttoned up.
All right. Yeah, you look a little more comfortable now.
I'm aligned.
Yeah, we aligned belly buttons.
This microphone is... The microphone position is more... You're right. You were right.
Your technique's better now.
I didn't want to get the flow of the show, like, not... You know, we were in it.
Yeah, I'm still adjusting this.
Boom. I think that's one of the first times that we've done like a straight up stop. We have to stop. I rarely stop if we get started.
Yeah. This is probably the most comfortable I've ever been doing a show, though. Other than the Prince night.
The purple light.
The
purple light.
And I had tequila.
You were environmentally comfortable that evening.
Yeah.
I feel like the couch, you're now materialistically comfortable.
Yeah, which is how I prefer my comfort in the form of material things.
Yes.
We're sitting on my couch, the new couch. You've slept on it a couple times.
I've slept on it. This is the second weekend that I've had. She's sturdy. The day you got it, I think I slept on it.
You did. I got it on a Tuesday, and you were over Tuesday night. Yeah. You, like, I told you the couch is coming Tuesday, and you're like, I'm driving down.
I changed my plans.
I'm canceling everything. I'm driving down. I'm sleeping on your couch.
I can't believe the day is here. Like, we might have to just do a coverage.
We've done three or four episodes of the show since I ordered it.
Yeah, and this is being the fourth and final. That's a nice round number.
Yeah.
Of shows since we started this journey.
Yeah.
And you would send me screen captures of, like, your couch is now being designed by Ethan.
Yeah. And, like, it was funny.
Pizza tracker.
I did learn some things about why it took so long to get the couch. Because I messaged the company as a joybird, because, you know, I was trying to get, like, a sponsorship.
You told me that Sonos was involved with. They did it like a
Sonos did a joy bike,
a joybird party. Or
yeah,
something?
They did like a party or something. What?
You should have gone.
Yeah, I should have.
Got to rep it.
I
I shouldn't turn my head that.
You got to pull the pop filter out a little bit too.
Okay. Pulled out.
This is here. It is opening the kimono, which I hear is a. Not okay to say. but I reached out because I wanted. I wanted some pillows that matched the couch, and I reached out to them and they were like, the people who we get the fabric from, that specific fabric, they aren't giving us any more.
Oh,
so like, I think this couch
is a limited edition.
I think this couch is the last of its kind.
Only one more.
This is maybe an actual one of a kind.
I love it.
Because I can't get this fabric and pillows to sit on that chair over there.
That's really, good job.
Thank you.
You
broke an entire company's relationship.
You broke it. Like, I want the green fabric, and they're like, sir, that'll take 6 months, and you're like, I'll wait.
I want the green
I'll wait.
Fabric. I did wait.
This is such a payoff in patience. I'm proud.
Thank you.
It's got a nice buoyancy to it.
It's very firm. It's an A-plus nap couch.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I took a super nap when we got home last night on this guy.
I've never seen a person fall asleep in a lift.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I fall asleep all the time.
Yeah. But I've also never seen a person walk into a house. Basically, the door opened, and there's maybe 16 feet from the door.
16. That's generous.
I think it's like... I'm picturing two Shaqs laying down. Like, on the ground.
two Shaquille O'Neals
laying down. It's like 14 feet. Yeah. From the door to the couch. I've never seen somebody the door opened and you.
Who was first?
I was first because I unlocked the door.
Sense. Yeah.
And you just fell.
Yeah.
14 feet forward. And mid fall, you were just like, if you've got a blanket, that'll be cool. You laid down on the couch and you're out.
Yeah.
Unconscious.
I was sleeping.
I put the blanket on you. I turned the air conditioner on. I turned the lights off. I went to the bath. I did a bunch of stuff. I got you water.
Oh, you did? I was wondering about that. I didn't drink it.
Thanks.
No, I mean, like, I would want to thank. I appreciate it.
I did all these things, and you never stirred.
Yeah.
You were unconscious.
Yeah. I don't sleep easy. Like,
yeah, you sleep hard.
I'm a hard sleeper.
I'm the opposite.
I shut down. Like, if you think of a computer, like, it's not a screensaver, and you can just resume work.
Yeah,
like, no, it is a full unplug from the wall. Power down. Like,
yeah,
I'm like an old compact Presario, Pentium 2.
Yeah,
and I have that mode. I just shift. But hey, I. Coming off of the selection experience, which was fantastic, mm-hmm. I needed rest.
You did.
In the car home.
Yeah, you needed the, like, 15 minutes from the venue to my house, to our 2 a.m. diner excursion.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking me there as well. So listener, Josh had a scenario on his hands. He had an amped up drunk Brando.
Yeah.
And pretty much
stone sober Josh.
And stone sober. Josh was like, don't get the whiskey. Get a water.
I saw you asked me, you said, I'm either going to get a smoke or I'm going to get a whiskey. And I said, don't get the whiskey.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm getting the whiskey.
Well, here's the.
And then you walked and got a whiskey.
Yeah.
Came back, drank the whiskey. And I think 12 minutes later, you disappeared again. A couple minutes after that, I looked to my right. I was watching the bar being closed down.
Yeah.
And I saw you negotiating with the bartender, like, just give me what's left.
Listen.
And I was like, I guess we're going to a diner.
Brandon's night is not over.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't join us in the VIP area.
I saw a move happen, and I was like, I really like where I'm standing. Okay. I don't want to risk a worse...
An ejection?
View. Oh, I don't want to risk the ejection from me from 2000. I don't know if you noticed the gate man.
Yeah.
Was me from 2000. Like he was...
He did have your...
Yeah, we had the same hair.
He had your stature.
Me from 2000 stature, yes. Or maybe 2005.
Yeah, right.
He was a big boy, and he was very, very proud of his gait.
I hated him so much.
Yeah, and he hated you.
I know.
He really didn't like you.
I don't care.
He was so fine with everybody else who was standing at the gate.
Yeah.
Except you.
What was his problem with me?
I don't know. Probably racist.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with race. I think it was like, sometimes at shows I do have an air of, please let me do what I want to do here at your establishment.
Yeah, you do that.
And a lot of times it doesn't get challenged because I don't want to do anything crazy. I want to stand in an area
uh-huh.
that has room for me to stand in.
Yeah, you wanted to stand in an area that cost twice as much to stand and then when
but
than where
it
we
was
were.
Toward the end of the night.
It was
he did not have to care.
Yeah, he didn't have to care. It was it's like I don't think you can't do this anymore, but I've heard like fourth quarter of a basketball game.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone.
Yeah.
And you can just stroll down to the 100 sections and, yeah. like, maybe take in the last few minutes. Yeah. You can't do that anymore. But, like, Dodgers games.
Oh, okay.
Like, the seventh, eighth inning, if it's, like, the game's over, you can mm-hmm. kind of scroll. You can stroll down to the bottom a little bit. Like, yeah. he could have just been, like, show's over. The like
exact.
It's midnight.
Yeah. And he's, like, it's just, like.
It was, sir?
It was, like, he put his hands on my chest metaphorically.
Yeah, yeah. He was, like, you don't have the purple wristband.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm, like.
Yeah, and then eventually he just left this post and left the gate wide open, and you were just like, I'm going in.
Shouts to LG who followed along.
Yeah, she did follow along. Hesitantly.
Yeah, she definitely did not have...
I saw her move, which was like, all right, I'm going.
It was a solid move. That 20-foot difference gave us a whole different perspective on the Sango set.
Of Sango. Yeah.
Which was super good.
Yeah, he's really good at...
He's good at what he does.
He's good at the music thing.
So, solid selection experience.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the name of the show
is... The show is the experience.
Right, so I had a good experience.
We had a couple moments.
Yes. Yes.
We waited in line for pizza.
Twice.
And the first time, we met Mr. Joe Kay.
Yeah, holy shit.
We have a photo.
We'll have to put that somewhere.
It's on my Instagram stories. Shout out to my Instagram stories.
Oh, wow. You know, Josh is out there on Instagram, folks. I really got to get in there.
I'm learning how Instagram works again. Yeah. I legit don't understand, like, how Instagram stories work.
Right.
I have never felt so old with technology than trying to post a photo of the two of us, a selfie of the two of us on my Instagram. I don't actually know if it's up.
It might not have happened.
There might just be a photo on my phone that I thought I put on the internet, but I didn't.
It was a pretty good selfie, so it'd be a shame if it didn't get out there.
Yeah. But we met Joe Kay.
We met Joe Kay.
He didn't get pizza.
He didn't. Because they were, so were they sold out?
Yeah. We bought like the last little bit of pizza.
Wow.
We were like, the pizza we bought afterwards, they said they're like, there's three slices left.
And
so like right after us, there were only three slices left.
And so,
and then the people behind us were like, but we want all of them.
And just for anyone, like Joe Kay is the creator, the founder of Selection.
Yeah.
Putting on the event.
He's Beats One Worldwide.
Beats One Worldwide.
He's the host of the radio show.
And he's trying to get pizza at his own event.
Because he's hungry.
Because he just played a set.
Yeah, he just played a set.
And he's like trying to get out there.
Uh-huh.
And then three just kind of like nerdy folk.
Yeah.
Me, Josh, and Lauren notice that he's around.
Yeah.
And we put our pizza down that he's not able to get. And then bothered him for a photo with pizza breath all over saying, "You're really great."
Yeah.
I'm really glad
the photo was cool. He gave us each fist bumps.
He did. Individual fist bumps.
It wasn't like our powers combined.
Personal. Yes, exactly. It was not a Captain Planet scenario. It could have gone there.
It could have gone there. But shout out to his fist bump. Like when you can give a solid fist bump.
Yeah.
If you give
a fist bump that person's going to talk about the next day.
Yeah.
Then you're doing it. You're doing it well.
Yeah.
So. Also, the whole event was awesome. If there's ever any Selection show where someone lives, go to it. You said something really nice. We were outside. There were two places to watch shows. One was indoor, one was outdoor. And when we were outdoor, you were like, look how many different people are here.
Yeah.
It was a super diverse crowd.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was way cooler than me.
There was 100% coverage of people cooler than Josh, which was refreshing, sometimes, Josh.
It was remarkable how many cool people were in one room.
Uh-huh.
And then me, like, they let me in the same room with them.
They said, sir, you did pay the fee to get in here. Technically, we have to let you in.
Yeah.
But you're going to round out the bottom of this crew.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's fine. I'm going to eat all your pizza. And then I proceeded to eat a lot of pizza.
So many pizzas.
Yeah. And then I bought a box of M&Ms. I was real proud of that.
And then I found a box of M&Ms.
You did. I don't know where it came from because I definitely threw my box away.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
The music was great.
Music was A+.
I want to do that. I want to play that. Next, this is Goals right here. BAPS Goals. Which is definitely a
BAPS Goals
section of the show now. Segment.
BAPS Goals.
Is that the... And then I'll play that festival next year.
Okay.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
I'll get you on the list.
Ooh. I would love to be on the list.
Would you like to be on the list? Okay. You can reserve your spot now.
Okay.
For the list next year.
Yeah. It was good.
It's been a 24. We're rounding up to about 29 hours of straight togetherness.
We've done some things have happened. I spilled some coffee on my new couch. Not on the couch. Don't worry, right, people.
He spilled it under the couch.
Leg of the couch.
We started producing a song yesterday.
Yeah,
that was really fun. I'm really excited to put that out.
Yeah, the people have heard the song.
Oh, yes, it'll be the theme of this show.
But they only heard, like, probably, like, four bars of it.
Four bars.
Maybe
about 12 seconds
eight.
Or so.
Yeah, they dipped under for a minute.
Yeah.
You'll hear it at the end of the show as well. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm just going to put the whole thing in the end of the show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned throughout the show.
Oh, yeah.
And hear the new BAPS track.
Right. That's a little bit of what's that called? Anticipation building.
Yeah.
So we're going to put a lot of bullshit before the end.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to suffer through some stuff.
We've got topics. We got takes.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some stuff. I owe you $10.
You owe me $10. Tell the people why.
So Joe Kay, aforementioned Joe Kay was performing, and
I'm so happy.
We were on the ground, we were listening, and you were like, he's about to mix this with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And you're like, I bet you $10 he's going to mix this with Snoop Dogg. And I took that bet. I took that bet very, like, because He can have gone anywhere.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that he was going to go to Snoop Dogg, I was like, that's so limited. I'm going to take that I'm going to take his $10.
Because there's about approximately 1 trillion songs in the world. So you could play anything.
And Joe K has all of them on his hard drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he
went to, what was it? Is it Gin & Juice?
No, it's right? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah.
Popping Like It's Hot.
Yeah.
Damn, finally. Yeah. I had to go through the whole song in order to get too. To the
Yeah, part. I was like, wait, okay. Oh, yeah, Popping Like It's Hot, yeah.
But what was he playing before that?
I don't remember. I had no idea what he was playing before, but you just called it out.
And right. I called it 2 minutes before it happened.
Was several, like, it was...
We had time to be thinking and talking about other things.
Yeah, we transitioned to a whole other conversation, and then he switched songs, and then
I ran back to you.
You black reacted.
I black acted?
Black reacted. So black this is reacted. A thing. Yeah. I don't know if you've, you know what black reacting is. It's a thing. I think Larry Wilmore coined the phrase.
Oh, okay.
But it's a phenomenon that you know very well when black folks have, like, when they see magic or a reaction is, or something happens and their reaction's very large.
Yeah, yeah.
You immediately start running.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, because,
like, you're so excited, you just have to run.
The energy,
you just go in a circle.
Yes, yeah.
So, and you were so excited that you called the next song.
Yeah,
that your body was like, I gotta run real fast. And then you ran to the back of the stage, or back of the venue, and then ran back to me immediately. And I was like, he's very excited.
Did I not deserve that?
You did. No, you 100% deserved it. Like, I have many standing bets that exist in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't want to peg any of them out.
Yeah, right. No.
This is one that I was very happy to do. This.
It just means we're doing, that means that I'm doing enough homework and, like, feeling enough things that, I don't know, man. I've been DJing for like a year now. Actually, Comfort Food just had its...
Yeah, you just had your year.
1 year event. So I feel like I have the right to tweet out when that blend happened that it could have been better.
You did subtweet.
I did subtweet, which actually will tell us what song was playing before it, but not that we really need that validation. I just want to know where he was coming from on it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'm going to have to look into this black reacting and understand more about
the Star Wars one. Is he's referencing when John Boyega saw the first trailer for Star Wars, he jumped over a couch.
That's perfect.
So, yeah.
Oh, Millionaire.
Yeah.
The song that I was playing was before was Lil Wayne Millionaire. Mm-hmm. Is that the name of the song? But, you know,
I don't know. And
whatever.
I don't,
it doesn't, like, matter. Lil Wayne. But it was a really good transition.
Could have been better, apparently.
Or sorry, it could have been. Well, it was the right song to play, but it's like, you're really good at blends, so you should be blending a bit better. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Joe, you've played, you said 1,000 hours, right?
Well, we did the math. There's like 300 some odd episodes of the Selection Radio program.
Yes.
There's 3 hours.
The first
100 were 3 hours long.
Right. And it was just him.
And then the show went to Beats One. It was 2 hours. You know, he'll do like an hour. Sometimes he'll have somebody else do an hour. So we kind of did, like, he's done like 1,000 hours of just his radio program.
Right. I mean, that's called mastery for sure.
Well, I mean, Malcolm Gladwell would say he needs 10,000 hours.
If someone goes up to someone who has 1,000 hours into anything and says, by the way, it's 10 times this.
Yeah. I bet. Do you think Shaq has 10,000 hours
on the court?
On the court. Yeah. But I mean, like, DJ Shaq Fu. Do you think he's got 10,000 hours?
I don't think so. But he is a super entertaining DJ.
Yeah.
We have to go see him. If he ever, like, has a show,
he does a radio show. I know, but serious radio show. He'll do, like, a guest DJ set at, like, a warehouse.
To Santa Barbara to play at the lounge. Twitter's very powerful.
He wouldn't fit in the lounge.
That's true.
You'd have to do, like, a ceiling lift to get a shack into the lounge.
Yeah, sometimes you have to remove the roof in order for Shaq to be entering the room vertically.
The phrase raising the roof was actually based on Shaq walking into your home. Like, hey, you need to raise the to raise the roof. And somebody was just like, oh, because Shaq's coming over, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then they would lower the roof after he was inside.
Yeah, and then it was a dance move.
Yeah, right. What was raising the roof a dance move?
This?
Yeah,
is this just a celebration?
I was thinking it like
I think, but people do this at
people. Yeah,
I know, white people probably do this at clubs, right? instead of doing the hand,
right?
The hand they're doing like raise the roof. I don't know. I feel like maybe like a 65-year-old man at a barbershop would also raise the roof while dancing.
I feel like we're slipping in and out of the genuineness of raising the roof. It's probably one of those things that started as an actual, like, you know, a cultured way of recognizing excitement. Raise the roof, raise the roof. Like, mm-hmm. like seriously raise the roof. Like a high five. And then, and then, you know, it gets into parody and ridiculousness.
Uh-huh.
And other cultures take it on or something like that. And right. then, like, you don't actually mean raise the roof. You're just kind of like, you're making fun of people that actually raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
You're making fun of people that high five in legit celebration.
Yeah. Like,
let's ironically clap hands because
that's how everything is just these days.
That's how can't reach these kids, man.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Yeah. Sometimes you go to trailer parks in Texas because you're a hipster to buy a t-shirt.
So is this how you're gonna segue into our friend at the coffee shop?
Yeah,
she's nice. She was nice.
She was very nice. You liked her shirt.
I liked her shirt, and so I commented on it.
And you asked her where she got it.
I did ask her where she got it because I want a shirt similar to it.
And her response was, "It's this kitschy town in the middle of Texas, in the middle of nowhere. That's a trailer park town. I went there and I bought a shirt. Which is the most hipster ass shit I've ever heard.
You repeated it exactly as soon as we left the store. You repeated exactly what she said. For some reason, you've burned the phrasing of it and everything. Like, you make sure to hit kitschy because that's the word she used.
Kitschy town in the middle of Texas. It's this trailer park town. And that is so crazy.
I mean,
it's also just like the most hipster thing to do.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be the new, like, oh my God, look at the picture. So it's Marfa, Texas.
Yeah.
And the picture on Marfa, Texas is literally one building on its own. It's a Prada. There's a Prada in the middle of Marfa, Texas.
Okay. First off, the first hit when you look up Marfa, Texas is an article from Vogue in the living and travel section of its publication.
Yeah, and the headline is A City Dweller's Guide to a Magical Mystical Weekend in Marfa, Texas.
This is an article by Steph Yotka written in 2016.
Yeah.
So this is she's tapped in.
Yeah.
She's tapped in too.
Oh my God. It's hotels in Marfa are booming, but there's kitschy decor.
Oh no, is the word actually there? Where do you see it?
It's first line, and that's that paragraph.
Oh my God! Okay, kitschy. We have to read this. Hold on a second. For a marriage of the Western and the contemporary, try the Thunderbird, a sky blue color motel on the town's main road. It comes with typewriters and a library of vinyl records. But it's the cactus-trimmed wall that frames the place that is really the stuff of Instagram dreams.
Mm-hmm.
We insult the name of travel all of the things.
Like,
the stuff of Instagram dreams. What does that have to do with going there?
Well, because that's what people go places now.
That's in, like, you go there.
You go to
Instagram?
Yeah, you gotta get those likes.
With Instagram in mind?
You gotta get them likes, man. You gotta go to some great lengths to get them likes.
Remember you used to go places first and then take photos of it?
Like, no, now you go to places because you need photos. Because
you have to...
Because the cactus trimmed the wall.
I'm gonna go back to the coffee shop and ask her if she saw that cactus trimmed wall at that hotel.
Oh yeah, she's like, yeah, that's why I went there.
Did you stay at the Thunderbird? Oh my god,
how did you know?
Because I read that Vogue article.
Yeah, this is also a place where the Hotel St. George has Aesop toiletries. Like, I feel like maybe this city is like the fire festival. Like fire. The people who bought tickets to go to the fire festival created a small, they found some desert in the middle of Texas and they're like, let's make the perfect place for us. Because what is more Instagram fashion-y than Aesop toiletries?
I'm not sure.
Like, because Aesop toiletries.
I was going to say, could you expand?
I think they're an Australian brand.
Okay.
And that you see them in like high end ish. There's Aesop's all through LA. Uh-huh, they've got really cool branding. It's a skincare company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like.
This represents
yeah, like, just,
the people.
Yeah. And it's really. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, this website's. Fucking mess.
It's a mess, but it's they're just like a really fancy skincare company. It's got this like minimalist aesthetic.
Yep.
You go into their shops and yeah, there's like a guy in like a denim. I think they usually have like denim. Like aprons.
Oh, denim apron, right?
Yeah, and it's like a bearded dude, and he's beautiful because he works
in chemicals. Like, why does he have an apron?
I don't know. And it's this very simple aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we're gonna have to check this out. I want to visit one. It says aromas to shift space and sense, formulated to stir the senses. How do you say this word? Istros? Istros?
I don't know.
Cythera? This reminds me of a wine of a winery in Santa Barbara called I think it's called Inspiration. Every wine name is like kind of like that.
But also this is the kind of place where the final paragraph describing their like essential oil things inspired by the aromas composer and musician Jesse Parrismith created three distinctive tracks to accompany each room spray. It's a room spray, and they're available to download and keep.
Oh,
so like this is a place that has room spray, which is, I'm not sure what room spray is. It's not a candle, but this like woman created music to go along.
Yes. With the smell.
Like, that's what this kind of place is.
Oh, wait. We have to download her music for sure.
It's probably really good.
I know. Like,
it's probably, like, super legit. But
okay, so I'm going to, like, I'm going to go back to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the barista if she stayed at the Thunderbird.
Uh-huh.
If that doesn't go anywhere, I'm going to ask her about, well, have you heard the latest Jesse Parrismith room smell track list?
Yeah, and she's
and
like,
she'll definitely have an opinion on it.
Oh yeah, it's probably playing at the coffee shop. But yeah, Marfa, Texas. That's
I want to go there. I just want to go.
You gotta get those likes, man.
Yeah, I gotta get those likes. I'm trying to
DJ a set in Marfa, Texas.
Yes, absolutely. That's the close coffee shop. That's not the one where you walk, where you have you have a short coffee walk and then you have a long one, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, it's a short coffee walk.
It's a short one, so we'll be back.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there probably tomorrow.
What's going on in the life? You got some new things happened in your life recently. I'm talking about a particular purchase that you made.
Oh, I bought a bidet.
yes, bidets are going around.
Yeah.
Like, well, as in, like, I'm seeing them. They are similar to, I don't know, like Amazon Dots or Sonos or an Apple TV. People just start to get these things in their homes and you start to, and bidets.
Yeah.
Like, have you always wanted a bidet?
Oh, yeah.
You've always wanted a bidet.
The moment I learned about a bidet, this is the moment I was like, I need a fucking bidet.
Really?
Yeah.
And
the fact that, look, let's get into it for a moment.
Yes. That's what I want to do. I definitely want to get into it.
I want the people to really think about this for a second. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, we're belly buttoned up, so you can ask me anything.
So this is a terrible analogy, but it does make sense. So say you were making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yep, let's start there.
And you put the knife in the peanut butter. And a little bit of peanut butter falls onto the counter.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How are you cleaning that up?
How clean is the counter? That might be a finger move and in the mouth.
Oh, okay. You're actually cleaning the counter.
Okay, wait, okay.
Because you're a grown-ass man.
I'm sorry that your simple question has encountered a flaw, because I wouldn't clean it. I would eat it.
But so even if you ate it, you would just...
I would still need to clean it after.
You would still need to clean it afterwards. What would you do to clean it?
I have these Lysol wipes that come to my house every month, and I have too many of them now because Amazon.
Yeah, because you don't pay attention to that email that comes in and says, do you actually need this?
I have a 3-pack of Lysol wipes, 500. I have 9 of these things. If you need,
I would love some.
If you do,
I use them all the time.
Next time that you come up, I'll give you a box that I haven't undone. So yeah, I'll clean it up with Lysol.
Okay, so with something that's moist.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Okay, all right, so. If you use the restroom,
yep.
And you do a little number two,
yep.
You're using paper towel. You're using toilet paper, which is dry.
Yes,
isn't that insane? You wouldn't use a dry paper towel to actually clean the peanut butter off the counter. You might wipe it off, but it's not clean.
I see what you're saying.
All right.
Yeah.
So the peanut butter.
Oh my god!
All right, everyone's making the transition here.
Yes, everyone's thinking about pooping peanut butter right now.
But you wouldn't. But
yeah,
so you would.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You would spray down the counter, or you'd use a wet
device
to clean off the counter. Why would you not do that with your own body?
To sell bidets. Listen, dude. I think we could do a 10-second spot, 15-second spot, where it's just your metaphor.
Okay.
Where you spill peanut butter on a counter, and you show someone cleaning it with a dry paper towel.
And then it's sticky.
And it's sticky, and it stays there.
And it stays there.
And then they get, a wet wipe, and they wipe it, and it's clean.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, it just says bidets.
Yeah. If any of those bidet companies that are disrupting the bidet industry, there is one. I think it's called Tushy or something. It's got a terrible name. It's not the one I bought. It's not the one I bought because the one that I bought was very inexpensive, and it's just a normal.
Right.
It is called Tushy.
For people who poop.
Yeah.
Which is...
But so there is a company called Tushy, and you can get...
this image of this woman right now.
Yeah.
It's gonna screak at this. Oh, at the top it says turn alert. This is so bad.
This is a real company, and they are disrupting the bidet game. Tushy, if you're out there listening, and you want to upgrade my bidet game, hook me up with the Tushy bidet. I did not buy a Tushy bidet. I bought a garbage one off Amazon for $20.
Look at the posture.
She's got great posture. When you really think about what's happening underneath that image, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if the Tushy brand wants me to be a spokesperson,
listen, Tushy,
and need, if you guys want to send me one, we can do some ad. I'll gladly do some ad reads. I would do a video review. Yeah. I will do anything if you guys want to set me up with one of your, maybe a gold one. I've got bamboo toiletries. I got a bamboo toilet.
You want to match that up, right?
So maybe like a silver one.
Right.
If you guys want to get me the one with the pressure and the angle control, maybe one with the hot water.
Nice.
I wouldn't mind some warm water on my tushy.
You want to match the aesthetic because, you know, you've heard of Squatty Potty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's like my next kind of move. Squatty Potty is the apparatus that goes. Think of a mat that mm-hmm. goes around your toilet.
It's,
you know,
like
it has
stool. It's a stool, basically.
It's stool legs.
Yeah,
it's stool a place legs. To put your feet so that your tush is angled for optimal, what do you call that? Excavation?
Flow, yes. A squat toilet is a toilet used by squatting rather than sitting.
No, that's different. That's,
yeah, well, no.
That's a hole in the ground. But yeah, I guess
it's basically it's what you're...
It turns your toilet into it.
Yeah, I think the idea is if you use a squatty potty, your legs are more compressed to your chest.
Yes. Yes.
And you align your body functions.
Right. That's how your body's supposed to be.
That's what they say.
If we think about the way a dog poops, mm-hmm. you know, they put their body in a certain shape to do it.
Yeah.
And the squatty potty gets you.
Yeah. And we as humans don't do that.
Well, I mean, ever since we went bipedal. Mm-hmm. We've really screwed up a lot of our functions.
Mm-hmm. So we need to. So normally we sit when we use the bathroom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We needed to increase the angle there.
Right. You needed. Yes.
Because, you know, we basically built chairs.
Yes. Yes.
And we just wanted to be comfortable, a place to sit on your iPad. Right.
Well, you know the history
Netflix shows.
Of a toilet, right?
The history of a toilet?
Yeah. Okay, it came from...
the name of the episode.
I believe that to be fair. But correct me if I'm wrong, but... you know,
I'm not going to correct you if you're wrong, because you're supposed to be teaching me what the history of a toilet is right now.
Back in the days of kings,
okay,
you have the ever-popular throne where the king would sit, the kings and queens would sit all day. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. they stopped... They used to go to the hole in the ground type of toilet, and they're like, "I'm done moving." So you need to build.
So you're saying the kings of yore and queens of yore,
the old kings and queens,
they
had the first toilets,
and that was the throne they sat on.
The throne they sat on.
So when
they had plumbing attached to it.
So in the Bible, is it the story of Samson where they yes. cut the baby in half?
Yeah, yeah.
And they go to the king, and the king splits the baby in half, and,
right?
Or,
yeah.
or threatens to,
right?
So you're saying that king probably at his throne when is it it's Samson, right?
I'm gonna fact check this. I'm not gonna fact check what we're talking about with. Toilets coming from thrones. I fully believe that.
It's the biblical parable about the baby
right.
being split in half.
Baby split.
And so you're saying when that, I think probably Roman king or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. Solomon.
Solomon.
That was close. I don't know my Bible.
Samson, Solomon, you know, one of those names.
Solomon and Sons.
You got to get some more Bible in there, man.
Yeah.
Corinthians.
So when King Solomon was sitting on of Israel was sitting on the throne,
sitting
and
on
the baby was brought to him.
Yeah,
he could have been dumping
it
out.
It was one of the he was making that face that this woman on the Tushy website is making. This I want. I just wonder how many other shots there were, and you're like, this is the one.
I'm going to tell you something.
She looks so happy.
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
the first time you use a bidet, that's the face you make.
Well, do you think they're actually using it in this photo, maybe?
The first time you use a bidet, that's the face you make, because you go, oh, oh.
I for sure believe you. You said that you bought a cheap bidet.
I bought one off of Amazon.
Starting at $69, man. Like,
I bought one for $25.
They're $25?
Look, that's what I'm saying, people.
Whoa.
I'm saying we can improve our lives. Everyone. Yes. Everyone listening to this show. You know, I want to give it, first of all, I'm going to do a quick side. I want to give a shout out, personal, to all the people I meet in your life.
In my life?
That I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah, you hang out with me.
We're rolling through a neighborhood. We're going to events. We're doing things.
Yeah, you and I.
We go to bars.
Things happen.
We go to clubs. Like, yeah, we go to shows.
We get it.
And a friend of yours comes up to you, and then you turn to them and say, they listen to the podcast. That person looks at me and goes, oh, my God, you're Josh.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Shout out to those people who are excited to meet me.
Yeah, of course.
So the people out
there.
You're
a celebrity in my life. You are. Hold on. Let me do an aside. Uh-huh. You are one of the, you're not like a guest star. You're
like a reoccurring character.
You are Ross or something like that or something.
Oh, like
you
I'm know? Your like, Chandler.
Yeah.
I'm the Chandler like, to your Joey.
Yeah. Like you're a apex character, like
okay.
My development is based on like your thoughts. You know how they compare two characters and like see what happened this season, like you're the cornerstone.
So to those people who are listening, who I'm gonna now meet in the real world, I'm gonna be talking to you for $25. You can go on Amazon and buy a bidet.
$25.
$25.
That's incredible.
And it's really simple plumbing.
I might buy one like on this call. Like, you know,
it's really simple like plumbing.
I mean, is there anyone out there just like that brings a cup of water into the bathroom with them and just like
it doesn't do the same? Because you can't. What do you? You pour it on yourself?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No.
Well, if you have a squatty potty, you might be able to ankle it.
Yeah, and then you're just like, then it's uncomfortable because you need the pressure, right? You need to spray.
You
need to make sure.
Could that be a potential show title? You need the spray. You need the spray.
And. Yeah, they're look, I'm just saying, for $25, guys, if you need some advice, if you need some steps, you can hit me up on the Twitter. I can give you guys some usage techniques. I learned a lot about bidets when I was researching this.
We haven't from Twitter?
No. It's just my own personal research.
Oh, right. No, yeah, you had a moment.
Because in Europe, it's a thing. I think it's more specifically, I think Italy, it's a thing.
Yeah, right.
Next to the toilet, there's a bidet. And it's a very different bidet setup than what we have and what you can create in your own home.
Right.
Because you just, you turn to your right, you pull, you turn the knob, and then there's some water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in foreign countries like Italy and France and stuff, they have a whole other unit. It's like a sink.
You move from the messiness to the sink, yeah.
And it does like a clean, it's like a water fountain kind of thing.
Do you just like put your crotch in it?
You do kind of enter.
You enter it.
Yeah. And it's like, so like when you use a bathroom, you're facing away from the wall.
Yeah.
Right. You're facing out. A bidet, you walk towards the wall and then the water, it's like the water fountain does its thing.
Wait, and then you clean.
There's usually soaps.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of like the reverse teacher sit
when they want to
get real with you.
Yeah. It's like when you roll the chair around and then you do a clean and then there's towels.
Yep.
You just use some bamboo towels
that
you do not want to wash your face with. You don't want to because those are poop towels. That's how you dry off. You dry off. It's very clean. I'm just saying, guys, I'm very sanitary.
You are. You are one of the cleanest people that I know.
And now I'm sanitary top down.
I feel like your bidet enters you into a realm of cleanliness that
it's probably a little worrying.
Yeah, it's a little I don't know. How are you a hand sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer? I don't like antibiotic items.
I love hand sanitizer.
The only time I ever use hand sanitizer is if, say I go to a restaurant or somewhere and the sink doesn't work. Like you go to a venue or something and they're out of soap. Yeah. But the hand sanitizer's there. A lot of movie theaters happen too.
Right, right.
I'll use the hand sanitizer then because I just, you know, I want to be clean. But normally I just wash my hands. Mm.
Gotcha.
I'm then a hand sanitizer person.
I want to switch over into Twitter land here because you mentioned something. You didn't do your research on Twitter, but we haven't dropped our Twitter handles in a while. And mine changed recently.
Did it?
Yeah.
Your Twitter handle changed.
Yes. I switched it from Stay Cassiopeia
to BAPS.
To BAPS. With straight up two BAPS, of each letter.
BBAAPPSS.
Uh-huh. That's the
double B, double A, double P, double S.
Yes, except bubble. And
I think if this was 1986 and BAPS was your rap name,
yeah,
that would be how you started your first rap, like in a very like a Sugar Hill Gang kind of rap style.
Bubble. My name
like double B, double A, double P, double S.
And I'm here to say.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
I think that's the only way that I could probably do raps is in a very sing-songy kind of alphabet-y kind of after-school special.
Yeah, yeah.
Why doesn't your dad follow me on Twitter?
I don't know. He should.
you've got the username. I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Hit
double,
me up.
Double B, double A.
Double B, double A, double P, double S. Oh, I hope that doesn't stick. And the thing is, I know that it's going.
It's definitely going to stick.
Okay, great.
What is mine? Is it Joshua W. Cole?
I think it's Joshua W. Cole.
I don't know.
I just kind of type in Cole to stuff and hope that you show up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't, so you don't get my links.
Yeah. It's either me or J. Cole, and we're fighting.
I always confuse you.
You know how me and Drake have beef?
Yeah.
We've got like a long-standing beef. Yeah. We shout each other out in rap tracks. We're battling. We got a rivalry.
I cannot wait to put out your latest Drake diss track. People don't know the flames that you put down on that man.
I think I need to start a new beef with J. Cole.
Yeah, probably. He's been stepping on your stees for years.
Yeah. And, you know, people shout out J. Cole and records and on stage. They're not talking about me. That's bullshit.
Like I said, I feel like we can spend this next year getting ready for our festival debut. Because you know, if I'm on a stage, you're definitely going to come out and spit bars. So,
oh yeah, I'm gonna do my 8-minute Remy Ma style diss track about how much I hate Drake.
Eight solid minutes.
Yeah.
That's going to be the longest 8 minutes anyone's had at a concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wanted to get my reaction on something.
No. Yeah, we can come back to that.
You don't want to go in.
Because I don't want to go from bidet to other things.
Okay.
Because I don't want people to think I have problems.
I feel like it's too
late.
Yeah, you definitely have to let it out now.
No, it's too late. You have a... I think you and I use Instagram differently.
Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say that for sure.
Because for some reason, you follow a Brendan Fraser account. You love it.
Yeah, so, Instagram of the week is going to be Brendan Fraser's Instagram account. Now, I've been following it for about half a year.
Oh, my God.
No, and when I started...
Yeah, we definitely use Instagram very differently.
And when I started following it, it was not... it's gotten more popular as he's kind of re-entered the I don't know if he's re-entered the spotlight, but the Mummy movie is getting remade without him.
Yeah.
And that causes...
Tom Cruise that came out earlier this year.
Oh, it already came out?
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
That we skipped it?
Yeah.
We skipped it as a talking point?
Everyone skipped it. 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not going to get people showing up.
That's not going to happen. But let me tell you about today's Instagram of the week. It's Brendan Fraser, And
what's the account? Because it's Brendan __Fraser.
Yeah, like. I'm okay. That is my first point, is that the username has two underscores in it. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a common thing of people that if the name is taken,
yeah,
or if, you know, there's something unavailable about it, mm-hmm. they can't they get around it.
Yeah, because your Instagram handle yes. is Baps _, right?
Right. Yeah. Because someone else has that somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the username of an Instagram of the week is ever important, because that's how people are going to get to know you. Mm-hmm. He also does not have a blue check mark, mm-hmm. but it is his account.
You're sure of that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm positive because he's... Because no one would parody this in this way.
Okay. I was like, no one would parody. We are talking about the internet, but in this way makes it unique.
Yes. In this way of, so each post is accompanied by just kind of like a thought, mm-hmm. And then a few hashtags, such as this one. I'll link to this one specifically. It's a photo of Brendan with a mug, what seems to be a mug of beer, mm-hmm. and a beer mustache. And it says, "Just me goofing around on the holidays. Reading your comments is making my day. Shout out to all you Fraser heads. Much love."
Yeah. And he looks like he's in like Disney World or something.
Yeah.
It's definitely some sort of theme park, or he's just in Ireland in front of a castle because he's Brendan Fraser.
I think it's the latter. Yeah. I think he's just somewhere where this is where his scenery.
He's got an Under Armour hat on. Right. He's got a polo because he's a dad. And he's got a beer mustache.
And the caption.
Yeah.
He's not selling anything. He's not pushing anything. Like, yeah. He happens to have the Under Armour on, and he's not like, this is going to lift their brand.
No.
This is what I think celebrity should be. Like, this is the reason why it's Instagram of the week, is just because it's so normal, but he's a really famous person. But he lives
is he still a famous person? Like a really famous person.
Okay,
like think of Instagram famous people like yeah. LeBron James.
Here's fame. Here's what fame is. If TMZ is going to cover something that you do, then you are part of their conversation.
Okay.
And that's what fame is.
Is TMZ covering Brendan Fraser?
I think if Brendan Fraser were to do something on like something Boulevard,
okay,
they would.
If he was just walking down Hillhurst here.
If he was walking down Hillhurst and. Yeah, yeah. I would recognize. Yes, people would recognize him and they would.
Do you honestly think? And be real.
Yeah.
If you and I just got, we got breakfast on yeah. Hillhurst. Yeah. We walked up. If Brendan Fraser had walked past.
Yeah.
Would you have recognized him?
Yes.
And you would have said Brendan Fraser.
Yes. I would say Brendan Fraser, I follow you on Instagram. It's amazing.
Okay.
Can I have a picture?
Okay.
You don't think that's a plausible scenario?
How are you
using Instagram? You're coming at me like...
Look, I'm saying there's a pretty good chance I've walked past Brendan Fraser 150 times and I wouldn't know.
That's blasphemous.
I would not...
Did you not watch The Mummy the amount of times that I did?
I was a big Brendan Fraser fan. I think Brendan Fraser is on the come up.
Yeah, incredible.
He's
incredible. Yeah.
He's going to do like some weird role TV show.
Yep.
And he's going to come back and he's going to have a little career.
He already did. No, he seriously, he's back on a show. And if you were following him on Instagram, you would have gotten to the post that says, "Finally dropping the big news I was talking about. Here is a shot from my new movie coming soon called The Field. I hope you are all as excited as I am for this one. It is really good to be back behind that camera. Thank you all. #new. #movie.
Uh-huh.
#news.
Uh-huh.
#family.
Uh-huh.
#love.
Uh-huh.
#FraserHeads.
It's I noticed you said behind the camera, so he's not acting. He's probably directing. If he's behind the camera.
Both.
Oh, he's in it.
Okay. He's in it.
But he's got, okay. Oh, okay. See what he's doing here, and this is a photo with him with a handgun and a sleeve of tattoos. Mm-hmm. He's doing the old I'm going to be a badass thing.
He's going to be, what's his name from Breaking Bad?
He's doing the, yeah, what's his name?
Walter White. Yeah, but his character.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Cranston.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the Frasier come up. you'll hear it here. Hey, I will bet you $10 that Frasier, that by the end of the year, he will be like, that he'll have a blue check mark on his Instagram.
Okay. All right. I'm not taking that bet, but
Instagram's a great place.
It is. I think we are using it differently.
What are you up to?
You're looking at that 80-year-old woman. You're looking at Brendan Fraser, photos of Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Posted by Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
I'm looking at...
What are you looking at?
Aesop toiletries sitting in the middle of a field.
I bet they have a beautiful...
I'm 100% sure they have the dopest Instagram you've ever seen. It's going to be it's going to be full of...
We're going to pull this up on them.
The most attractive people you've ever seen.
Taking poops, right? No, are we looking up Aesop? Okay, yeah, that's the...
Aesop skincare. That first one there.
No blue check mark. They are influencers though. They have 342,000 followers.
Yeah, but and like look at that's what their stores look like, which is beautifully manicured.
Mm-hmm.
Art. There's probably some music in those videos. It's just beautiful. This is my Instagram.
This is your Insta porn, isn't it? This is like
beautiful. Natural light, white rafters, mid-century furniture.
It is nice. It is nice looking.
That's what my Instagram is. It's just beautiful photos.
Wait a second. Now that,
and then LeBron.
There's not even people. There's not people in these photos.
Yeah,
that's what
I prefer.
You prefer not people in your Instagram. There's not one person.
Yeah, there's not
on this. That has to be intentional.
Yeah, we've gone pretty far into this Instagram. There's no humans.
That's a problem, maybe dude.
Some hands there.
No,
yeah.
Like I want like a
face.
I want like a face. Yeah.
Yeah, we've gone pretty deep in this, and there's no faces.
That's crazy.
If the only face I see is LeBron working out while listening to Kendrick, he's just.
Do you follow King James?
Oh, of course I follow King James.
I don't yet. Should I?
Of course you should.
Yeah, I probably should.
And every video is him working out, and he's just dancing. Yeah. His like his Instagram live or his stories are A+.
Oh, if you like the live stories,
yeah, because he's just working out,
just all day. You know, I gotta say.
Also, yeah, but also my Instagram's just full of basketball, so it's just dudes right. Dunking and stuff.
Yeah, I get you. No, my my feed is full of kind of just bad food, kind of like middle tier actors and producers.
Do you remember when Instagram, it was only on the iPhone?
Yeah,
and every photo was beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. It was like a really curated. Every photo was hyper curated.
Right.
And then the Android people came.
That was super class division there.
Yeah.
There was class division.
And then there was like, it was about 6 months where every photo was garbage because the Android people, they had kind of garbage phones because they didn't have like a place to put stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, now the cameras on Android phones are much better.
Yeah,
everything's
better.
All the Instagram stuff looks good now.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that period where like the quality noticeably dropped because Android phones hadn't had the focus on photography the way the iPhone had.
Right.
And it was a backlash.
Yeah,
it was like an Instagram backlash. You're like, ugh, these Android people.
iPhone users were irate.
Yeah, because like, you just ruined our like beautiful aesthetic,
our playground.
Yeah, and now it's back. Everyone's doing their thing again. But It was a weird moment.
I do think that we should fondly look back upon the spats of internet culture.
Well, there's lots of spats about internet culture. There's the Snapchat versus the Instagram people. I'm an Instagram person. I know you're a Snapchat person. You were snapping last night.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Nice.
You were snapping a lot.
I wasn't snapping a lot.
A lot. I mean, not a lot, but like you were snapping and I was doing Instagram stories.
Right. Here's what happens. Like
West,
I need
East
to
Coast,
use
West Coast.
Right. Exactly. It's the old East Coast, West Coast. If I'm going to an event that has a social aspect to it, I do it early.
Yeah.
Because if I like have a few drinks or whatever, like I won't bring the phone out again unless it's to take a photo with the person running the show.
Yeah, yeah, but your venue
is
Snapchat
for the ephemeral
for the 24 hour.
Yeah, I just started using Instagram stories and they're cool. They're all right. Like, there's no difference to me.
Yeah, except for Instagram is a better application.
So yeah, I think I'm actually going to switch because
Snapchat is an inscrutable mess.
Also, I can't change my username on Snapchat, so it's over.
But like Snapchat. Is everything last for 24 hours? Like, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Instagram gives you the opportunity
to save
it. Well, to save it, but also to like, yeah, this is me at this event. If you're on the Instagram this weekend, maybe you'll see me at this event. That's cool. Uh-huh. And then there's also the, oh, I had this really beautiful sunset I'm going to post.
Oh, right.
I can also do that here. Like, I can do both things.
Oh, yeah.
There's the 24 hour, and then there's the curated feed,
right,
which is the thing I don't understand about Snapchat.
I mean, you don't have to get Snapchat. This is not the first time that we've had like you just like if it's not for you, man. Like,
yeah, no, but that I can get behind the Instagram stories,
right?
Because
right.
There's also the other place if I want to, you know, have a more permanent thing.
Right, right, right.
I posted some music on the Instagram stories this week.
Oh, right. Wait, a beat you were making?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which I think is a...
It's great for that.
Thank you.
I think it's great for that.
Maybe this is...
Also a great track.
I think maybe this is a small topic we can go into.
Okay.
But I realized since I was a kid, and I do this professionally too, is I do a lot of sketching.
Yeah.
Creative sketching.
Yes.
So like when I edit something, the first thing I will do is I'll take all the material that I have. And, you know, if I'm lucky enough to have a script or have some direction, I will basically sketch together the idea.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's not right. I'm probably not even using the right takes. I'm just kind of making sure the source is right and I'm like in a direction and I can connect the beats and then I can improve on the beats.
Raw materials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And kind of how I edit.
Yep.
I sketch together and that's also how I do most creative things,
including music.
Yep. I do a lot of just like throwing stuff together and I've been doing it since like websites I sketched together when I was doing that. So
I remember.
Because how many websites did I change in high school?
Oh, so many.
Like, it was like every other week I had like a new design. Color
you kept
and new
having,
stuff.
Yeah.
Because I sketch.
I felt like they weren't like, this is an important distinction. They weren't iterations on the same. They were new raw materials from here. And now I'm trying this out. And then you would do new raw materials from here and try this out.
Yeah. And
that's a way different way of working than like trying to, you know.
Yeah. And most people try to finish a sketch.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Movie stuff is the only time I've ever actually like gotten to the point where I start to finish things. but I think on the Instagram, I'm just going to start putting up sketches.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's one thing that I think our sharing world is when it comes to creatives and when creatives share their work. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're going to share something, you do want it to be good or you have a connection to sharing it. Mm-hmm. And I think most common is if I share something, that's letting other people know that I'm working on it. And there's an accountability that comes with it.
Yeah. Like, well, it's like Austin Kleon's book. I think it's called Show Your Work.
Yes. I love that little book. One's that sits next to Steal Like an Artist, right?
It's the same writer.
Arthur, right. Right. Yeah. I love both of those books. Yeah. I need to do a reread of them.
Yeah. It's good. It's always good to just kind of pick because they're like short 15 minute reads.
Yeah. But I do want to say something about finishing stuff. Mm-hmm. And actually this one guy, I found remember the show I opened for Sango? There's this other guy that came on named Underbelly. He's this producer. The guy that came on after
me. With the live producing. Live producing. Yeah.
You should check out his SoundCloud. Shouts to Underbelly, like really good artist. Mm-hmm. But he has he puts out a video series called You Suck at Producing.
That's great. That's a great name.
And he gives you tips. Mm. And one of the tips is, or the most recent one is finishing songs. Mm-hmm. And I suggest to anyone doing creative stuff at all, check out this video. But also, like, when it comes to finishing, you can be done. There's a lot of definitions of done. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to sketching, you can finish a sketch and basically I'm not going to work on this anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you really put your, if you change your perspective of what done is, because mm-hmm. as a creative, you have different avenues. You can take a film so much further than you can probably take a literal pencil sketch.
Yeah.
Your definition of done for your pencil sketch cannot be the same. It cannot exist in the same realm as your definition of done for the film editing that you do.
Right.
So it's like you kind of have to switch those modes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think there's like something fun about just because in an hour I will be sitting there making music and I'll have like four completely different sketches
in the same project.
I'll just do something. I go, this is cool. I won't even save it.
Oh,
I'll just close, start a new project.
Wow.
It's like doodling on a paper.
Yeah. Right. It's a napkin. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then you just kind of scrunch it up, throw it away. Yeah. You grab a new piece of paper and you start a completely different mm-hmm. drawing. Yeah. And I think, you know, just start putting those on the Instagram stories.
I think that's what that space is for. It's to express quickly what's going on. I was hanging out on Instagram live or Instagram stories the other day when I was chopping up Monica's song.
Yeah.
And that was super fun. And I got like a few responses from other musicians in my life. And I was like happy. Like, I don't know if I'll turn that into something, but it was just like a cool way of hanging out on Tuesday. I didn't have friends over, or like I did want to work on producing something. Mm-hmm. So it's just a way, another connection that wasn't there. I wouldn't post what I shared on the stories. Finally, there was something that I would do only with stories, but not with like a post. Like I kind of don't want the Monica thing in like that.
Yeah.
In the canon of my Instagram life.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's another way of showing your work, right?
Right. Right.
Like instead of where you were showing the sketching,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and yep. like this is me putting the drum line down, pulling the sample, you know, doing your stuff. That was your way of showing the sketching, and
right.
And you eventually, didn't finish that track, did you?
So that's another thing about finishing. Like, I don't know what I want to do with it yet. Mm-hmm. But earlier yesterday, I came to your place with mm-hmm. like, I want to do this.
Yeah, you brought a demo.
I brought a demo to you that I put together in Traktor.
Yeah.
We stemmed it out.
Yeah.
Over Ableton.
Yeah.
Put it back into Machine to perform it. Put it back into Ableton.
Yeah, it's kind of this.
We got a dope-ass car mix that our Lyft driver let us listen to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When will I maybe do that with the Monica track? I don't know. Something will have to, like, mm-hmm. I have to show it to, like, one of the artists in my life or something like that and say, do you feel anything from this or whatever? Because really, your work has to start speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you got into it yesterday where, like, the song wants to do this.
Yeah. And yeah, you brought the demo in, and it's not like I was like, oh, my God, here's all these things we could do.
Yeah.
It was only in the, like, you know, working on the pre-chorus for 3 hours.
Actually figuring out that, oh, this song has a pre-chorus.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, man, this song really wants this snare
right
here. This, like, reverse snare thing that
oh, right. With yeah.
That you're like, I feel like this really needs this.
That was a good back and forth on that. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think our listeners are probably somewhere a few minutes. Like, the song is coming up, okay? It's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, like, still got a couple of things to get through.
This is how good we are at podcasting, is that we
feel
can...
feel that continuity, listener?
We can tease something at the beginning, naturally wind our way back towards it in the middle to late, late part of the show.
I call this mid to late, yeah.
And
this is the back half for sure.
Yeah, and then you were like, oh, yeah, they got a song coming up. Yeah,
exactly, you know.
And they naturally did that.
Yeah, exactly. We're showing the
rush. After talking about bidets and peanut butter.
This is about showing our work. With the bidets and peanut butter, we were showing our work. This
is how. Bidets and peanut butter. There it is.
That might be the final.
That's a visual for everybody.
Oh,
bidets
man.
And peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's coming up though? What's where are we going? I always like to talk about where we're going.
There's an Insecure on tonight.
Ooh, I'm one episode behind. You said there was a family reunion in the last one?
Yeah.
I just went to a family reunion.
You did. You
with matching shirts and everything.
Yeah, the shirts.
Oh, it's so good. I love that shirt. I should have worn it to the show last night. People would have been like, where'd you get that? And I'd be like, Mary, Texas. What is it called?
Marfa,
Texas.
Yeah, at a trailer park.
Okay, so now,
oh my God. So now I'm thinking about Marfa, Texas again. In my head, I was like, oh, this is like a kitschy trailer park thing.
Yeah.
These like hipsters, like, I'm going to live what it's like into the trailer park. So they go to like this dude.
I want to live like a trailer park.
So like this dude's Airbnb, his trailer park, yeah. His trailer,
yeah.
Is double wide. And
his
people are
lad.
Like, people are hanging out there. But now that we know there's an Aesop and a Prada there.
Right.
This wasn't just a trailer park.
No.
This wasn't like two guys sitting on lawn chairs out front drinking Bud.
No. This was not park.
This trailer was probably beautiful.
It was one of those what are those things people are always posting, like the tiny houses where
right, like the
made
tiny,
out of the freight
yeah.
carriers.
Yeah, this was probably a trailer park where the Airbnb was $150 a night.
Yep.
And Aesop toiletries in the trailer.
In the trailer.
And this trailer probably had like clean water. It probably had a Casper mattress. Right? It probably had like this, Sonos speakers.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It had good Wi-Fi.
Yeah, right. Like better than your house or something.
This wasn't just.
It was corporate level Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Your upspeed was just as much as your downspeed.
Yeah. And this was.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing because
this
I
like, and this is like an Instagram ready trailer. Like,
this is for hashtagging.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that the trailer itself is like called something hashtag trailer life with a Y. And like whenever, like instead of signing the guest book, because like I don't know if you've ever been to like cabins and like traditional cabins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they'll have a guest book,
right?
And it's like a literal book, and it's got flowers,
and there's a special pen.
Yeah. And when you really think about what happens in those cabins, thinking about using that pen is real gross.
Yeah,
but like you flipping through the
sanitary guys, he wasn't lying.
you start flipping through the pages, and you see like, oh, I was here on my honeymoon.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Mm-hmm. Instead of that, you tag it. Trailer park life.
Yep.
And then you go through the hashtag on the Instagram, see all the white girls who have stayed in this trailer park in their beautifully immaculate, like in their Coachella wear in this trailer.
You've got the foot photo in it.
Yeah.
I took a foot photo recently.
Yeah.
I took a foot photo with me and my friends. We were all wearing the same type of sock. So we had to throw it in there, and it's one of my least performing Instagram photos. People did not like male feet.
You didn't get a lot of likes on that one?
I averaged about like 20 on it, I think.
You averaged 20 likes?
Yeah.
I barely get 2.
I think you got to work. See,
I got to work on my Instagram.
You got to work on your Instagram. You got to get those hashes in.
I got to go to the trailer.
You got to go to Marfa. Where were we going before? Oh, Insecure.
Insecure. Oh, and also your family reunion.
My family reunion. Screw the family reunion, because you told me something amazing about Insecure that I don't think most people probably know. Everyone loves the music in the show. Apparently, everyone, Issa publishes a playlist of the music from that episode, what, like 24 hours after the show?
I think, yeah, it's usually within...
Like during the show?
It's usually within the window where people are talking about Insecure.
They're talking about the last drama that went on, and she's and she just like comes by and like drops it on everyone. Like, here's the music from the...
Yeah, and it's usually... Yeah,
it's so good.
The music is insanely good.
I could listen to the show. I can just listen to the rhythm of the show.
Yeah.
Like dialogue and everything. It's great.
Yeah. And they'll drop like a verse from a SZA track or something. Yep. And it's like, this is amazing. Or it's like a
random Badu song. Here's what I've done though a few times, and this happened last season too, is that people like hear the lyrics and they search the lyrics and there's a forum where they're trying to find it.
Yeah.
And it's an unreleased track.
Yeah.
And we're all just like,
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah.
When is it coming out?
How many times have you Shazammed a TV show?
Often.
Yeah.
Often.
Me too.
My Shazam is actually, we should start sharing our Shazams. That would be fun to follow, like, what you're Shazamming.
Yeah. It's just like random coffee shops and it's like,
it's random stuff. Or
my favorite place to Shazam. Ooh, is at a venue.
My favorite place to Shazam. I like it.
Pre-show music at a venue.
Yeah.
Is usually...
It's ever important.
A plus. We discovered Hiatus Coyote pre-D'Angelo.
Right.
Pre-show music.
Yep.
We were sitting there talking. We're like, hold on a second. And we were just like immediately needed to know what that song was. And then it became a band that we listened to.
Right.
A lot.
We never saw them, did we? Did we see them?
We've seen them twice.
Yes, I've seen them once, I think. Did I go both?
No, I've seen them twice. You went to one.
Yeah, I went to one. I mean, have we ever plugged Hiatus? We've talked about Hiatus a lot. But, like, are they doing anything new?
I assume they're doing something new.
They should do a Tiny Desk concert.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be... Hey, NPR, are you listening?
Yeah, probably.
KCRW... office, probably. I don't know where it is. It's probably in LA
office. I think it's the one in Culver City.
Yeah, so you guys should have Hiatus. That would be...
You guys had Chance.
Right. Oh, Chance. Saving SoundCloud.
Personally, he's
personally
vouching for the savior of SoundCloud as the savior of SoundCloud.
You wear that cape, boy.
Well, okay. SoundCloud's dead, right?
It's
not dead yet,
right.
But it is an inevitability.
It died the same MySpace death. It's dying the service death that online services do.
Yeah, like a Napster.
A Napster. MySpace.
Foursquare.
Foursquare, for sure. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Where basically longevity wasn't at the forefront, and you have to do it sooner than when you need to.
Yeah.
SoundCloud is like saying, we need this now. And it's like, no, you needed it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When your most active base was legit giving you good ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
It's so sad. All the UX engineers and designers and things, like, they all got laid off, and like, who's going to do the job to like actually work to save it
now? Yeah, I think SoundCloud had some problem. They needed to make money. They had some problems, and they tried addressing it in really, really bad ways. Like, they would every like few songs, they would have a terrible truth.com commercial that was like way too loud.
Yeah, right.
And it was like a really bad radio commercial.
Right.
Like, the audio quality was bad.
Right.
And they would do Taco Bell commercials that were bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was no respect for the user.
Yeah, like, and it would just like interject in the middle of like playlists and stuff, and it was not. It, I mean, it turned me off from SoundCloud. I mean,
I remember. Yeah,
the ads were so bad. Like, I don't mind ads.
Right.
We were just watching Hood Adjacent this morning.
Yeah.
And you remarked like, "Oh wow, there's like 90 seconds of ads."
Mm-hmm.
The Comedy Central app is free, and I can watch Hood Adjacent and The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Without having to pay for a service, right. I can watch it the next morning.
Right.
But like, I sit through 90 seconds of ads, and that's fine. Also, that's how I afforded this couch, just because of advertising. So maybe I'm biased.
Legitimately, I haven't even thought of you in that world, but you are in the ad profession. The ad world. You are in the you count on ads.
I love ads.
To eat.
I love advertising.
Guys, just to let you know, Josh does have wet ham in his refrigerator.
Ice cream sandwiches in the freezer right now, though, because I ate them all.
I understand.
But the SoundCloud just, and like the paying, the paying mechanism was really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you were uploading,
mm-hmm.
that was the only time you really paid for the service.
Right.
And I think it's the Vimeo people who came along and are helping out SoundCloud now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because Vimeo makes money.
Yeah. Yes. They make money next to a service that already existed.
Yeah.
But it's like.
And they didn't disrupt the service.
Right.
There's not like, you're not watching a Vimeo video and there's an ad before it.
Right.
They figured out a way to make money, a good living. I mean, I pay a lot of money every year for Vimeo. Most of my clients pay a lot of money every year for Vimeo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my friends pay for Vimeo every year. Like, mm-hmm. we pay at least $50 a year,
right,
for Vimeo. And there's a lot of people who do.
And there are people that are having that similar conversation about SoundCloud right now.
Uh-huh.
Like, people are saying, like, I pay for SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And it's because this service is important to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if enough of us were doing that at the right time.
Yeah.
Or if they were even kind of taking that money and doing smart things with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they were doing smart things with it.
So it's like a combination of, there's like a few tiny cuts that are just.
Yeah. It's interesting because you can look at the same kind of death spiral. SoundCloud is on, that Twitter was on,
yeah.
But Twitter made itself so important
yeah.
to the world. I mean, literally, Twitter is the most important thing in the world right now because sometimes our president says crazy shit
yeah.
on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it becomes literally the most important thing to happen in the world, and it happened on Twitter.
Yes.
Right. And Twitter doesn't, I don't give Twitter money. I don't see ads either. Because I don't use the Twitter app.
Yeah, you use a different,
So like, I'm not giving Twitter any money.
Interesting.
But they, as a company, are figuring out a way
mm-hmm.
to make money. I mean, they had the NFL on last year. You can watch Thursday night games on Twitter, and they were making a bunch of money off of that.
Right.
But SoundCloud never figured out a way to make money that wasn't disruptive to the service.
They
tried launching SoundCloud Go.
Yeah.
And
floundered, I think.
And yeah, because music subscription services, like SoundCloud, wasn't going to offer you anything that Spotify or Apple Music or Beats,
right?
I guess Tidal now.
Yes, yeah,
Tidal. Beats is not a thing anymore. But like Tidal, like SoundCloud wasn't giving you anything.
You don't have exclusive. SoundCloud is not. You don't have exclusives there.
Well, you don't have enough music there.
Enough good music.
Yeah.
There's more music on SoundCloud than I think any service in terms of pure content.
Maybe, but like
people upload 2-hour long things.
Yeah, but like
I guess it's not, sorry, I was making a, it's not a purely numbers game, and you weren't even making that point.
Yeah, so. But I guess like SoundCloud Go, people like we could upload our podcast on there, but it wasn't going to be through SoundCloud Go.
Right.
It was just going to be on SoundCloud.
Yeah, exactly.
So SoundCloud Go as a money-making venture didn't really make sense
mm-hmm.
because the people who are on SoundCloud pay for Spotify.
Yeah,
exactly. And they weren't going to leave Spotify for a obviously worse experience.
That makes no sense. No one's going to do that.
Because SoundCloud as a service is really nice. It's great
mm-hmm.
if you can share a single track.
Yep.
It is impossible to find music on SoundCloud unless you have already found it.
Because I love that. I love that saying. It is impossible to find music unless you found
unless
it
you already curated people you follow.
Right. Exactly. Like, and you do have to do that.
Yeah. I think
it's something that people don't do though. People don't often curate their experiences, and I think that's why they have like sometimes not as good of experiences as they could.
Yeah, like because Spotify and Apple Music,
your shit.
Yeah, but Spotify and Apple Music are pretty good at giving you new music. If you want to discover music,
yeah,
they are good at giving you, and they are getting even better as time goes on mm-hmm. at getting you to discover music.
I mean, that's all fair and good, but Apple Music also promotes some trash show as its first thing. I swear, when you open Apple Music, I bet there's this advert for, what is that?
For the Battle for the of the show. Apps.
Yes, Battle of the Apps. Like, yeah. And it takes up like half the screen.
Yeah.
Who's watching that? Okay, it's not on this.
If you go, if you browse, it does. It's on browse. It's not on for browse. You.
I just think that that's...
But like a lot of people are going to watch Carpool Karaoke. Right? I mean, yeah. It's a super popular show.
Okay, you're right.
But
you're
like
right.
the app thing.
You're right.
I mean, that's... But Apple's not worrying about making money off Apple Music.
That's true.
Spotify needed... And it's... I was going to say, like, it's so hard to find new music on SoundCloud unless you've already created a pool of music that you're into. So this week, I was trying to find... Indian music.
Yeah.
Independent Indian dance music. Mm-hmm. And it was, it still is difficult to find. Okay. Because the SoundCloud service is so hard to navigate because it's so not organized.
It's bad.
It's like, but I can find that on Apple Music and Spotify really easily, mm-hmm. but I wanted to find independent people, not people who have record deals.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, don't they have genres, but that wasn't helping you out?
Not really. I wanted to navigate to the genre of Indian music.
Yeah.
But there's not a category button on SoundCloud.
Also, I don't think ethnicity is always like such a thing that can be.
I couldn't go to world music.
You could not?
No.
Why not?
Because there's not a section for world music. Because SoundCloud doesn't genre their music, but music has genres.
It's on the user to genre their music. When you upload stuff, you have to select a genre.
I know, but that's not super helpful for music discovery, right? If I'm looking for hip hop.
Yeah.
Or if I'm looking for Indian dance music.
Yeah.
And I want to find Indian dance music, and I will go to Spotify.
Yeah.
And I type in Indian dance music.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 100 records.
Right.
But if I do it on Spotify, I'm going to get people's playlists that they've stolen music.
Did you say Spotify when you meant SoundCloud? You said if you do it on Spotify.
If you do it on Spotify or Apple Music or Tidal,
you get playlists.
You get records.
Yeah.
You get a accurate search.
Yeah, right.
Whereas if you do it on SoundCloud,
yes,
you kind of get a mess of things.
You get people's usernames that are related.
You get music that's not related at all because, you know, this guy has like a trance song that uses
a sample
from an Indian thing. So we tagged it Indian, but it's clearly a trance track
from
a guy in Canada. Like, it's not helpful.
You guys could only find Canadians sampling Indian music.
Yeah, but here's another example. If you go on Bandcamp
and
you type in Indian, it says here are all the music that's tagged Bollywood or Indian music or world music.
Right.
And you get to peruse that music. I can listen to maybe some stuff hip-hop influence, maybe some stuff EDM influence, maybe some stuff's just traditional dance.
Right.
But I have that term, that search term, that actually worked.
Yeah, right. So,
and it actually gives me the music that I'm looking for.
Right.
It gives me 10 pages of stuff to actually listen to.
It gives you music, not like content to consider.
Yeah.
Which is like not, we at Sonos use something called like time to music. Basically, it's like how long before you're enjoying something.
Uh-huh.
And SoundCloud's, in comparison to the other services, is like just a lot more.
Yeah.
By a factor of probably two.
Yeah.
It's so strange to me that usernames come up first. Like, if you're using the mobile app and you search something,
awful.
You type in dance, usernames will come up first.
Yeah. It'll be like a majestic casual or a selection type person who's curating dance music.
Right.
And it's not dance genre.
Yeah.
That, like, I want to.
Right.
And I want subgenres. I want to find trance records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or house records or acid bass tracks, you know, because music is so subgenred.
Right.
You should be able to find the subgenre.
Like,
it's the same thing with movies. Movies are subgenred. I want to find horror movies or thriller movies or slasher movies. Like, those are all the same kind of larger umbrella, but they're subgenred.
Right.
And that's how music is, too. For the most part.
Yeah. And I mean, I do
think. But SoundCloud doesn't let you discover that easily unless you are on Majestic Casual and you go and go to SoundCloud to like the songs that you like on Majestic Casual. And then you've now created a list. But if you're looking for something completely different, you want like a reggaeton people. And you haven't listened to reggaeton before on SoundCloud, it's going to be hard for you to find to get into that.
I see what you mean. Yeah. No, it's one of the things that
you have to go elsewhere to get the curation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to YouTube. You have to go to Majestic Casual's reggaeton
list. And then
find it in SoundCloud.
Exactly. To add it to the things that you can now look through.
Yeah. And then if you browse music, then it does some sort of
matching
of things. But if I just went to SoundCloud and I had an empty
naked
SoundCloud
profile, you wouldn't find your stuff.
You couldn't find anything.
That's
and that's why they don't have money, guys. If you guys need to hire me, I'm free for bidet advertising and saving SoundCloud.
Let's see. We got Joybird. You got the limited edition couch from Joybird. You're definitely the voice behind. Behind Aesop's skincare, you're a premier voice there.
I don't have any of their products, but my skin, it's summer. I'm a little ashy. My heels are destroyed from Nikes. Aesop, if y'all want to help me out, I'll gladly turn this show into an Aesop ad.
I think you should wrap it up, man.
Bidets.
Cool. I think that's the positive message for this episode.
Clean your ass, people.
Clean your booty. There's lots of products out there, reasonably priced.
Even if you got
one wipe Wesley. I think that's the
any sort of
it's got to be a
any sort of cleaning product that cleans your booty hole better. Get it. Your life will be better. You will thank me when I roll up to you at a bar in Santa Barbara and you, Brandon, introduces me and they go, oh my God, I bought a bidet. I want that. I need that experience.
Hey everyone, Brandon here. Doing what's called a punch-in. That's when you did not prepare the entire recording for what you were supposed to put out. I wanted to do a quick intro to the song, BBAAPPSS debut, I suppose. I haven't put out a song under this name yet. And it's called All I Do. And it features samples from artists Sango, Kalani, and Chance the Rapper. If you like the song, please find it online and like it and share it. You can find me on SoundCloud at BBAAPPSS. That's Baps on SoundCloud. Enjoy.
You're so damn important. Everything you do shows me you know it. Behind
city king where we come from. Take your acquaintance to no one. So baby, I'ma drive it like stolen. I'ma fix it like it's broken. We can catch a flight to London. Go to Mars with a lump sum. They could try to catch up with us, but they're too busy making assumptions. Boy, you know all I do. Stay up all night, losing sleep over you. The way you are unstoppable. It's the way you, it's the way you are.
She said, I ain't even make my bed. Watch yourself, you won't wake my mama in there. Girl, didn't I tell you at the damn club? We gon' wait for neighbors, turn your block love to my fan club. And it happened so fast. Damn, I'm glad I strapped up. Ask her when she finished. If she came, she said, I laughed. Run it back for the door. Rematch. Flip the crib when we park. Rematch. It get hot than no more. Last cup. You can ask her if I'm fucked. She get dark. I gotta keep it a secret. I keep a key in my lower pocket. Inside a register below the lower octave. Dirty laundry in my closet. They be strung out on the street. Left in driveway. Draw sheets and no deposit. But don't gotta worry. Put my hand on your mouth. Put my hands in your mouth, girl. We got friends at my house. You know the way.
It's the way you are, way you talk, babe. Yeah. It's the way you love, way you fuck, way. Yeah. It's the way you are, you're unstoppable. Yeah. It's the way you, it's the way you.